When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey now, I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. This is the Hot Wallet Podcast. Just a few days after the SEC came after Coinbase, the Commodity Future Trading Commission, or CFTC, filed a lawsuit against the biggest exchange in the world, Binance. Its CEO, CZ, another executive, and other Binance companies in what they are calling a willful evasion of U.S. law. Some of these charges go as far back as 2018, and a lot of them are from events in 2019. But regardless of the date, some of these are very serious allegations and could be the biggest shoe to drop for crypto exchanges since the fall of FTX. On this news, we saw a 4% drop in the price of Bitcoin. Now, while that may sound hyperbolic, the truth is Binance is huge. It's a $20 billion a year business. It's one of the biggest exchanges in the world, and a win for the CFTC here could be huge, both politically and monetarily. The CEO of Binance, CZ, has a net worth right now at around $10 billion, but at one point, it was as high as $65 billion. One of the main allegations is that Binance allowed and even advised people to use a VPN, a virtual private network, to access their services from the United States to circumvent Know Your Customer laws in the U.S. They're also seemingly very angry that Binance became such a big player in derivatives and suggest that they broke the CFTC rules. They also allege that the terrorist group Hamas was sending low-dollar transactions as not to be caught money laundering, and some employees knew about this and turned a blind eye. They allege that Binance has 300 house accounts that traded against its own users by way of two different entities, one of which was called Merit Peak, registered in the Cayman Islands, and another one in Switzerland called Sigma Chain, which was a prop trading firm and dealt heavily in the derivatives market. And that all of this was not disclosed to customers. From the CFTC, consistent with its apparent attempt to keep its proprietary trading activity on its own markets top secret, Binance has refused to respond to commission-issued investigation subpoenas seeking information concerning its proprietary trading activity on Binance, including transaction data and communications among the members of the Binance quote-unquote quant desk. I borrowed that quote from a BlockWorks article from David Kanellis. A lot of these allegations, as I mentioned, are skirting around Know Your Customer laws. That's where you, as a consumer, have to give the exchange your personal information. Sometimes it's by taking a picture of your license or sending them your address, stuff like that.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlansport.com.
The CFTC has a ton of chat texts where CZ is talking about using creative methods to onboard customers, including institutional-sized investors who may be trading under shell company names. All in all, the CFTC released a 74-page document with all of their allegations, and it's a lot to go through. This is a developing story, and as I mentioned, a serious situation for Binance. Crypto investors and speculators, in my opinion, should never have any allegiance to platforms, exchanges, or any trusted third party. The point of decentralization is that we don't need to trust any one person to do the right thing. We trust that code is law and it doesn't change without a consensus from the community. The best case scenario for Binance is a monetary fine. But these allegations are such that even if they do get off with just paying money to the US government, I have very little confidence that any executive caught breaking the law will be around in the crypto space for the mainstream build out. But it's not all bad news. There is a potential win for the sector in this situation. In its lawsuit, the CFTC clearly states that Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and at least two other fiat-backed stablecoins like Tether and Binance USD are all commodities. This flies in the face of the SEC, which is trying to push the idea that Ethereum and anything that isn't Bitcoin is a security and should be under current U.S. security laws. So while we're continuing to see a huge crackdown on third parties in the crypto space, we're also getting a sense that there's an internal battle underway for who should really be in charge. Regulation by enforcement seems to be the new normal, at least until America figures out who's going to oversee this space. As always, a reminder to consider being a custodian of your own digital assets by way of a digital wallet on your phone with your seed phrase stored in a safe place, or a hardware wallet like a Ledger or a Trezor. The Binance situation is a developing story, and I'm sure we'll get more news as it all plays out. Meanwhile, last week we got a note from NASDAQ stating that they are interested in being a custodian for digital assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And so while some of the first movers are getting hammered by the US government, some of the old guard, some of the institutional names are now stepping up to say they want to play a part in digital assets. So it doesn't mean the sector is going anywhere, but it may mean the power of who controls it is shifting under our feet. Thanks for listening to the Hot Wallet Podcast. Please share this with a friend if you found it helpful and check out our back catalog for more shows. I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. I'll see you in the metaverse.
From the bottom, ain't no half-stepping. I'm the dog, I made it through so they don't ask questions. Long Beach and it ain't no half-repping. Once a dog, always a dog, so they don't ask questions.
You looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.